Lura Curie, celebrating Kerry's heritage.
Hi, Conor Keller here from the Cork County Back Group. Whether within the roof voids of Kerry's county churches or hanging secretly beneath our feet in ancient souterrains and caves, bats are a part of our county's natural heritage which largely go unnoticed. Unjustly so, as they represent almost a quarter of Kerry's land mammals. In fact, bats frequently share people's houses without the owner's knowledge. Often, it's only when a stray bat flies through an open window and panic ensues that their presence is made known. Then all the old wives' tales and pishogues are once again aired. But as Ogden Nash once wrote in his poem, which he dramatically called The Bat, "Myself I rather like the bat. It's not a mouse, it's not a rat. It has no feathers, yet has wings. It's quite inaudible when it sings. It zigzags through the evening air and never lands on ladies' hair. A fact of which men spend their lives attempting to convince their wives." Why do these creatures instill such reactions? Well, mostly it's our parents' fears as passed on to us from childhood. If we but knew how harmless our county's bats are, then we would gladly welcome them into our homes. Like us, they have a single baby, and they need understanding if that little bat is to survive. Unlike rodents, they don't build nests and they don't gnaw wood. They simply rest within our eaves. So the next time you see one of these somersaulting creatures in your garden, think how much poorer the skies of Kerry would be should we lose them.
Kelura Curie was produced by Kerry County Council and the Heritage Council in association with Radio Kerry.